二篇。
Let us turn our Bibles to today's passage, which is in Psalm 22.
我们用英文来读一到二十一节，中文请你打开来看。
The pulpit will read in English. We ask that the congregation silently follow along. My God, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me from the words of my groaning? Oh my God, I cry by day, but you do not answer, and by night, but I find no rest. Yet you are holy, enthroned on the praises of Israel. In you our fathers have trusted, they trusted, and you delivered them. To you they cried and were rescued. In you they trusted and were not put to shame. But I am a worm and not a man, scorned by mankind and despised by the people. All those who see me mock me. They make mouths at me and they wag their heads. He trusts in the Lord. Let him deliver him. Let him rescue him, for he delights in him. Yet you are he who took me from the womb. You made me trust you at my mother's breasts. On you was I cast from my birth and from my mother's womb. You have been my God. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, and there is none to help. Many bulls encompass me, strong bulls of Bashan surround me. They open wide their mouths at me like a ravening and roaring lion. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is melted away within my breast. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue sticks to my jaws. You have laid me in the dust of death. For dogs encompass me, a company of evildoers encircled me. They have pierced my hands and my feet. I can count all my bones. They stare and gloat over me. They divide my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots. But you, O Lord, do not be far off. O you, my help, come quickly to my aid. Deliver my soul from the sword, my precious life from the power of the dog. Save me from the mouth of the lion. You have rescued me from the horns of the wild oxen.
我们刚刚读的诗篇二十二篇，看了影片十诫的片段，还有我们一开始的祷告。
So the prayer and the passage we just read and a little bit out of the Ten Commandments that we saw，
都在一次又一次的带领我们看那个历史中的逾越节和在历史中成就在耶稣基督身上的那个咒诅。
It lets us look back on the historical events of the Passover and the fulfillment。Of that, of those events in Jesus Christ.
好让我们今天来纪念他的时候，记住他为我们的罪受责罚，被弃绝，被众人讥笑，被人钉在十字架上，被埋在阴间。
And so we gather today again to remember that what he had done for us, what he had suffered on behalf of our sin, the rejection, the mocking, and finally his death on the cross.
记得第一个窗口吗？就是我们看了那个十灾的最后一灾。当那个约节的时候，因为法老拒绝悔改，让以色列人离开埃及去敬拜上帝。
And so, through the Ten Commandments, we know the historical significance of the Passover. It is because the Pharaoh had refused to repent and let the Israelites go and worship God.
所以造成了两种结局：一类就是说，凭信心在门上涂了羔羊血的人都蒙救赎了。
And so on that day, two classes of people were separated from one another. One who by faith were able to be saved by the blood of the Lamb.
那些拒绝悔改的在埃及地的人，从他们的头生的儿子到他们的牲畜都死了。
And those who did not believe and rejected the truth, they suffered the death of their firstborn from the highest Pharaoh to the lowliest animal.
这个画面让我们看见当年上帝救赎人类的拯救和审判。
And so on that night, God's salvation and judgment stood side by side for all to see.
在接下来时间，我们就要看在耶稣基督受难之前的一千年之前。
And then in the passage we just read, this was a passage that was written 1,000 years before.
离我们有三千年了时间了。
And it's 3,000 years now.
世人有一个预言。
A prophecy.
这是我们今天敬拜的第二个角度。
And so this is the second point of view of the events.
我们从预言的角度要来看以色列的大卫这位受膏的君王怎么启示将来的弥赛亚受难。
That a king of Israel experienced, he had an experience that he wrote in Psalm, and it became a prophecy of the one who was to come after him.
如何成就在全人类的救主耶稣基督身上
？And how these events were accomplished on the Savior Jesus Christ.
同时，我们今天全球众信徒、忠心的信徒在这里敬拜的时候
And today, as all believers of Christ gather together,
我们纪念神的羔羊，上帝的长子，耶稣基督。
We remember the Lamb of God, the firstborn of God.
为你我的罪孽付了这个代价。
And the price he paid on our behalf.
我们今天每个人都要问一个问题。
So today we are to ask ourselves a question.
问题可以不一样，但是都跟耶稣的死有关。
And we should be reflecting on Jesus' death.
究竟这个事件对我们人生的冲击是真实的还是虚假的？
What kind of impact does this have on us today?
我们今天如何活出耶稣基督的死？
And how are we to live out the truth of what he had done on us?
诗篇二十二篇是大卫的诗，是他的哀歌。
Psalm 22 is one of David's hymns.
里面有很多他的经历。
And it recorded not only his personal experiences.
包括他从狮子手口中被上帝怎么拯救出来。
And how he recalled God saving him from the beasts.
但是更使他预言他将来的后裔如何受死的。
But it is also pointing to what was going to come after him.
所以我们在整个敬拜的第二幕里，我们要看三个角度。
And so today we will look at the three aspects in which the Messiah.
我们要看到弥赛亚怎么被他的上帝弃绝的。
First, that he was rejected by God himself.
我们刚刚读的一到二节。
What we just read.
我们要看从另一个角度，弥赛亚怎么被众人弃绝的。
And how he was rejected by all the peoples.
六到八节，还有十七到十八节，请继续打开你的圣经，诗篇二十二篇。
And so as we go through these verses, I ask that you keep your Bibles open in your lap so that you can refer to these verses as we refer to them.
最后一个视角是弥赛亚被钉死的方式，死的方式。
And finally, he died on the cross, being crucified.
弥赛亚。被父神弃绝。大卫一开始说：“我的上帝，我的上帝，为什么离弃我？”
So the psalm opens, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
我没有办法具体的知道大卫在什么样的哀痛情况下写了这个诗篇。
So we have no context in which to understand why David wrote such heart-rending words.
是一种断肠诗。
And it is indeed the cry from the depth of his heart.
但是有一点可以肯定，
But we know for sure,
他受到极其不公义的对待。
He had faced some truly massive injustice.
你知道我们一般有这种对待的时候，我们都找妈或者找朋友去诉说。
And so, when,
因为那是你的至亲。
When we might face something like that, you know, we run to our relatives or our friends, the people closest to us.
这一点大卫跟我们不一样，他找他最亲爱的上帝，宇宙万物的主宰。
But David, he went running to his God.The God of the universe.
因为这是他最后的保障。
Because that only God could give him the most secure protection.
但是这里最大的问题就是大卫自己的感受到上帝似乎跟他都不同在。
But what we see from this hymn is it seemed that God himself had also forsaken David.
你听，为什么离弃我？为什么远离不救我？为什么？我不听我哀恨的言语，我的上帝啊！我白日呼求你不应允，我夜间呼求并不住身，仍然没有声音回应他。
And so we see in the verse one here, verse one and two that David's calling for God to say something, anything, but he gets no response whatsoever.
基督徒，你可能在你的祷告中有这样的经历，从来听不到上帝的回应。
Perhaps you have experienced the silence of God in your own prayers.
不过我们大多数人知道这节经文是因为耶稣基督在十字架上断气的这个七句之一，对吧？
But perhaps we're more familiar with these verses in the context of Jesus' last words from the cross.
马太福音和马可福音都记录了那当时那个时刻。
And so both Matthew and Mark record the events of that time.
他说从正午到申时，就是到三点。遍地都黑暗了。出生的时候，耶稣大声地喊着说：“以诺伊，以诺伊，拉玛撒巴，格大尼。”翻出来意思就是：“我的上帝，我的上帝，为什么离弃我
？”And so, you know, the skies were darkened, and for several hours, and then Jesus was heard to cry out in a loud voice, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
我们今年反过来有三次机会，四次可以看到月食。前天好像是一次，三点半我爬起来没看到。
So this year we have several lunar eclipses that we could have seen, and we just missed one, in fact.
但是在这个情形里头，不一定是日食发生了，但是整个天地在那里是黑暗了。
And so, you know, no matter what was going on at the time, we know that everything was dark.
你要想想，宇宙万物的上帝，三一神之间的联系是从来没有断裂过。
Because the relationship between Father and Son, which had never been broken since the beginning of creation.
自从耶稣成为人，他的上帝父神一直跟他同在。
And indeed, God was with Jesus even when he was on the earth.
受试探，受洗，登山变相，父神和圣灵总与他同在。
That, you know, whether he was being tempted in the desert, whether he was being baptized, or, you know, whether he was transfigured, the Father was always with him.
但是福音书现在给我们一个截然不同的，跟诗篇二十二篇的开头是一样的。
But at the end of his life, we see the heart cry of Jesus.
甚至在哀哭，父神啊，你为什么拒绝我？
He says, Father, God, why have you forsaken me?
一个人在你的最深的痛苦，我觉得不是你的死对头攻击你，而是信任你的人背叛你。
I truly believe that the deepest hurt you could ever experience in your life is not being attacked by your enemies, but by being rejected by your friends, by those who you trust the most.
基督在十字架上这种哀哭，被父神的弃绝，如同一个生死与共的战友。当你冲到前线的时候
，And so Jesus experienced.That he was charging into the front lines.
结果突然发现，本来给你火力支援的战友，一枪不发，撤退了。
But he discovered that the ones who had fought with him shoulder to shoulder had abandoned him when he needed them the most.
上帝此时沉默。
And even God was silent.
不再听他的祷告。
And did not answer his prayer.
刚刚我们说天象也发生改变，来证实这件事情。
And the very skies darkened.
如果在大卫的诗篇里，你可以看到大卫有一个盼望，在旧约中，这个第四到第五节说，那些以色列百姓信靠神的时候，神会回转眷顾他们。
That you know, even the people of Israel, as flawed as they were able to turn to God and cry out to God for help.
但是上帝真正的长子没有这样的福分。
But Jesus, though he was God's firstborn, did not have such a blessing.
对他来说，上帝为他预备的是一个苦路和苦悲。
But for him, God had prepared a bitter cup, a long and hard road for him.
整个对世人罪的惩罚临到了他身上。
And the punishment of sin was on him.
这是他必须承担的。
And this was indeed was something.
这是他一开始侍奉的时候就知道的。
And he knew from the beginning of his ministry that this was something he had to endure.
这不意味着他不知道，没有挣扎。
And of course, this was something he struggled over for a very long time.
但是还记得吗？当他让拉萨路复活的时候，所有的门徒都误解他的意思，说让我们去死吧。其实真的，耶稣是整个要预备去死的。
And so, you know, the disciples had no idea what Jesus was talking about when he said he was going to go die. But indeed, every moment from the moment he was on this earth, Jesus was preparing himself to be.
当他上个主日进入耶路撒冷。被人欢呼的，当他为门徒洗脚的时候，当他被捕前和门徒一起吃逾越节的宴席的时候，在科西玛丽园祷告的时候
，and so every you know starting from Palm Sunday as he entered into Jerusalem to the and listened to the cheers of the people when he washed the disciples' feet when he ate the Last Supper with him when he prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane，
他被捕受审被鞭打被钉死，这一切都没有拦阻他定义要上十字架成就。旧约的预言。
All of these things he accomplished because he was determined to fulfill the prophecies of the Old Testament.
换句话说，当大卫、耶稣基督、大卫的后裔大声的哀哭，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我的时候
？And so when Jesus cried, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
不仅仅是一个肝肠顿裂的时刻。
This was not just his darkest hour as a human being.
难过的时刻，悲哀的时刻。
The most tragic point in his life.
他非常的清醒，知道他在做一件事。
He knew what he was doing.
是他要成就旧约的预言。
that he was fulfilling the prophecies of the Old Testament.
表明他是旧约中预言的那位弥赛亚。
That he is the Messiah prophesied by the Old Testament.
他知道他为谁被弃绝。
And he knew on whose behalf he was being rejected by God.
我不知道你有没有认出这个耶稣是谁。
Do you know who this Jesus is?
但有一点我敢告诉你，无论你信主还没信主，如果没有他的弃绝，你是没有盼望的。
And let me tell you, whether or not you are a Christian, if he had not faced the greatest rejection of God Himself, then there would have been no hope for you today.
没有办法与上帝和好，与人和好。
That there would have been no reconciliation with God or man.
没有他被弃绝，你的罪没有办法被赦免。
Without his rejection, your sins would have never been forgiven.
你被接纳，带回家。
You would have not been accepted or taken home.
我盼望你认出这个弥赛亚就是耶稣。
And so I hope that you can know Jesus as that Savior.
在耶稣基督死以前的一千年以前就预言了，在他死的时候就成就了。
The prophecy that was made 1,000 years before he was even born and came true on that day.
耶稣不光是被父神拒绝。弥赛亚还被预言要被人讥笑来弃绝。
A second, Jesus was not only rejected by God, but he was rejected by all the people.
在我读这段经文的时候，越来越发现，随着这个私人的这个思路祷告哀歌发展的时候，大卫不再是一个个人性的祷告哀求。
That as we read through these hymns, it becomes more and more clear that David is not just talking about himself.
圣灵开始借着他预言将来的事。
That it is a prophecy that the Holy Spirit is making through him.
预言那历史中最黑暗的那一天。
The darkest day of history.
大卫预言说，耶稣要如同他一样，经历第二个层面的拒绝，被众人弃绝。
David made the prophecy that like him, Jesus will be rejected by the people.
六到八节这么说，但我是虫，不是人，被众人羞辱，被百姓藐视，凡看见我的都耻笑我。他们撇嘴摇头说，他把自己交给耶和华，耶和华可以救他吧，耶和华既喜悦他，可以搭救他吧。
And so these are you can see them, these verses in verses 6-8.
福音书记载了耶稣在十字架上那一刻完全被人藐视，被人弃绝。
And the gospels indeed they record them, that when Jesus wascrucified, he was completely rejected and mocked by all of the people around him.
跟他一同坐席的犹大出卖了他。
The one who had sat with him sold him out.
大弟子彼得不认他。
His own and Peter,
众叛亲离。在十字架上，只有比他更软弱的妇女在那儿。
The only people keeping him company were the women who everybody looked down on.
所以定他的人不断就说，如果你是上帝的儿子，你能拯救别人，你下来吧。诗篇也这么说。
And so as prophesied by the hymn, the Psalms, the people beneath the cross were mocking him, saying, you call yourself God's son? Well, call on God now. Call on him to save you.
如果你知道当时耶稣跟所有人的对话，你会真的发现耶稣是一个非常愚蠢的人。他对比拉多说的时候，若不是父神把我交在你手里，你没有权柄来审断我。
Because when he was on trial before Pilate, Jesus said, if my father had not given me into your hands, you would have no power over me.
大有权柄，就在那个时刻。
That in that moment he claimed to have all authority.
但是这个时候，他除了读经上的话，没有任何的话说。
But he
闭口不言。
But he had nothing else to say for himself.
一点没有君王的样子。
And he had no sovereignty as a king.
囚犯而已，不是吗？
He was standing before people as a prisoner.
想想他戴的那个荆棘冠冕，
he was wearing a crown of thorns.
跟王冠差太远了。
That, you know, that's so far from an actual crown.
全身剥的金光是羞辱到底了。
And he was stripped completely naked.
所以十七十八节说，我的骨头我都能数过，他们瞪眼看着我，他们分我的外衣，为我的内衣沾灸。
Verses 17-18, I can count all of my bones, and they stare at me, and they have parted my robes, and they cast lots.
在十字架上，
my inner clothes.
罗马的兵丁真的成就这个预言了。 他们真的分耶稣的外衣为耶稣的内衣沾酒。
And this indeed happened at the very foot of the cross.
也就是说基督被人藐视羞辱是到了一个登峰造极的地步。登峰造极的地步。
So Jesus here faced the ultimate humiliation.
为什么这样？
Why?
这是基督要为我们的罪责承受的羞辱，这是必要的。
He had to bear the humiliation brought about by our sin.
他可以有完全不同的死法。
He could have chosen any other way to die.
但是记得我们在伊甸园始祖失败的时候吗？
But do you remember what happened when our ancestors failed in the garden?
当他们吃了禁果的时候，当上帝来问他们的时候，他们感到羞耻。
That when they ate the forbidden fruit and they felt shame.
他们用了什么办法？
What did they do?
无花果树遮盖自己。
They made fig leaves to try to cover themselves.
我相信在佛州这个温度，我们是不需要穿衣服的。
I you know, in Florida with the weather that we have, we really don't need to wear that many.
我们穿衣服是美观，但是那不是最主要的原本的原因。
And you know, why do we wear clothes for fashion?I don't think so.
在斐济的人不需要穿衣服的。哦，在赤道的人。
Oh, okay. If you've seen people who the ancient peoples who lived near the equator, they barely wear anything.
有的时候人的衣服就像人不断的翻花样，来遮盖我们的一些问题。
But no, why do we feel this need to cover ourselves? Why do we use all these different ways and means to make ourselves look better than we really are?
我们用一个谎言遮盖另一个谎言。
We compound lies with
用一个恶行遮盖另一个热情。
And we try to cover up one evil deed with another.
用一个新的款式代替另一个。
And we try all different kinds of means and ways.
圣经说，日光之下没有新事。
As the Bible tells us, there is nothing new under the sun.
久而久之，我们的心都麻木了。
And even our consciences have become numb.
所以神用这样的方式来遮盖我们，让他赤裸地挂在树上。
The only way to cover our shame was for Jesus to be completely and totally uncovered in shame.
这个无罪无有没有羞耻的耶稣基督。
This Jesus who had been sinless and had nothing to be ashamed about.
用这种最彻底的方式被人羞辱。
He faced utter and complete humiliation on our behalf.
这个不是在看 A 级片。
That you know he it was that that the Christ on the cross is not just a it's not just a torture porn.
如果没有耶稣基督赤裸裸的挂在树上。
That if it was not for Jesus.Hanging naked from the cross.
不仅受上帝的责罚，还要受人类的羞辱。
That he not only was being punished by God and also shamed by men.
我敢说，我们的救恩不够彻底。
Then our salvation would.
我们没有能力坦荡的做人。
We would have not been able to walk.
就是说，承认我们的过犯，对人的过犯，对上帝的过犯。尤其在众人面前。
We would not be able to boldly admit our sins, especially not before others.
他是为你我的耻辱被挂在了树上。
But he had endured that humiliation so that we can live unashamed.
如果没有他在众人之前面前的被羞辱被弃绝。
If he was not rejected by men.
如果没有这种藐视，就无法带来人类再回到上帝面前的尊荣。
Then we would not be restored to that place of dignity before God.
你想想诗篇第八篇怎么唱的。
How does Psalm 8 record?
他赐给我们荣耀尊贵与冠冕。
He has crowned us with glory and honor.
我不记得是音墙还是红军在讲这个希伯来书第二章的时候，他怎么解释那段的。
And so, unfortunately, I don't remember. You know, we just went through the Hebrews, which quotes from Psalm.
但是希伯来作者直接就说，这个是指的耶稣基督的。如果没有他做那个。死做成的那个工匠，人类没有办法制服，因为他的死，整个败坏死亡就被他战胜了。
But we remember how the book of Hebrews says that man spoken of in the Psalms is Christ himself. It was if it were not for his death, then we would have no dignity to speak of.
人怎么样在神人面前恢复尊荣？在被造的面前有上帝被造的平等。
How do we restore our dignity before God?
人怎么样被得到尊重？
How do we get respected?
没有别的办法。
There's no other way.
不是我们说话的语气。
It is not by
甚至不是我们的态度。
It's not by the way our words or even our attitude.
我们必须要脱下我们肮脏的袍子，穿上耶稣基督的衣袍。
We must take off our dirty robe rags and put on the righteousness of Christ.
因为你再好的态度，再好的表现，都没有办法恢复那个尊荣。
Because there's nothing you could do to make to restore your the dignity that you had thrown away.
你愿意不断的披戴耶稣基督的衣袍，脱下我们肮脏的衣服吗？
Are you willing to daily remove those dirty rags of self-righteousness and put on the righteousness of Christ?
弥赛亚被弃绝的第三个方面是他钉死，是讲他怎么死的。
And finally, Christ Jesus died, and he died on the cross.
你注意十四到十六节说：“我如水被倒出来，我的骨头都脱了节，我的心在我里面如蜡融化，我的筋……”
verses 14 and 16.
我只念了 14.
Well, okay.
我的精力枯干，如同瓦片，我的舌头贴在我的牙床上。你将我安置在死地的尘土中，犬类围着我，恶党环绕我，他们扎了我的手，扎了我的脚。
And so verses 14 to 16, the key verses here is that you have placed me in the dust of death, and they have pierced my hands and my feet.
人们对十字架的酷刑有很多的描述。
And so, you know, there's been many words about the cruelty of crucifixion.
其实任何一种的死，如果没有上帝的恩典，都是极其可怕的。
Really, any kind of death, if it were not for the grace of God, would be a thing to be feared.
因为这不是一个短暂的死。
But in crucifixion, especially, it's not an immediate death.
当圣经来讲人的死和永生的时候，是讲永远的死和永远的活。
Indeed, when the Bible speaks of life and death, it means it's eternal life.
今天的人讲平安的时候，只是说：“哎呀，我这个死法突然被车撞死了，或一枪打死了，这种比较简单，没有痛苦。”
That you know, we might think, if I had to go out, I want to go out quick, you know, make it a car accident or whatever. I don't want to linger in this world.
但是将来的结局是一样，无限的长，无限的长。如果没有上帝的恩典。
But if it were not for the grace of God, we are still going to, the death that we would face then is eternal.
尽管这样，整个耶稣基督那个时候在十字架上，他是肉体被撕裂，心灵昏化。
And so Christ bore that kind of death on our behalf on the cross.
是一种完全被恐惧占有的处境。
And it was a time of great fear.
所以世人说，你好像已经把我活埋了，进到尘土里了。
It is as if they had been buried alive.
我不是说大卫一定知道耶稣是以钉十字架的方式被弃绝。
It's not saying that, you know, David wrote these words knowing that his Messiah would one day be nailed to the cross.
但是新约圣经的作者真是说他的双手双脚都被扎了。
But we see that it was recorded in the New Testament that was how Christ died.
完全的被钉在上面。
That he was nailed there.
每一次的呼吸都是一个疼痛的开始。
And every breath was sheer torture.
所以这个著名的清教徒 Henry Matthew 亨利马太这么说，他说大卫以不可思议的方式预言了耶稣基督受死的方式。
That unbelievably, this David who lived, who didn't even know what crucifixion was able to make this kind of prophecy.
完全超过我们所思所想。
And it was really beyond what any human being could ever imagine.
后来耶稣基督的门徒使徒保罗在哥林多前书十五章这样描述使人得救的耶稣的福音跟死有关。
And so as Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians,
他说我当日所领受又传给你们的第一首要的就是耶稣基督照着圣经所说为我们的罪死了而且埋葬了。
That for what I had received, I pass on to you, and that Christ had died according to the Scripture and was for your sins and was buried.
今天是什么时刻？
So today, what is today?
今天是 Good Friday.
Today is Good Friday.
换句话说，今天是蒙恩的时刻。
Today is the moment of grace.
因着耶稣基督的死，这个古今中外的难题。
That the great question of life.
人的罪、死亡、上帝的审判、人类的未来。
How do we deal with death? How do we face the judgment of God? Where do we go from here?
就在这一人的死中。
And all these questions were answered in the death.
凭着信心，众人都可以被得赦免。
And so by faith, all can be saved.
所以保罗在接下来到五十五节的时候说：“死啊，你得胜的权势在哪里？死啊，你的毒钩在哪里？”
Oh death, where is your power? Oh death, where is your sting?
我们今天太用医学的方式来解释我们人类的心脏为什么跳动，我们的脑电波为什么变频。
Today we have a very materialistic view of life. We live because our hearts beat, because our brains send out electric signals.
这个不过是 biological 的 part of us.
这个不过是我们身体生理的部分，
不是人的灵魂的生存方式。
It is not the way our spirits live.
所以保罗说，感谢上帝，我们借着耶稣基督的死就得胜了，借着他的复活更是有盼望。
But by his death we have victory.
所以著名的清教徒约翰·欧文，这个剑桥大学的校长，他这样说。
And so, as a famous Puritan once said,
耶稣基督的死是吞灭死亡的死。
Christ Jesus' death
以毒攻毒的死
is the death of death.
把死亡吞灭了。
In him, death has been swallowed up.
所以今天我们看到弥赛亚被弃绝的三个方面。
And so today, as we meditate on the three ways that the Messiah was rejected,
被他的上帝拒绝，
he was rejected by his God.His prayers
被众人无论是敌人还是朋友拒绝。
He was rejected by his
被藐视羞辱。
He was humiliated and he was taunted.
最后死的方式是在十字架上完全的死。
And he died on the cross.
完全的埋葬。
He was buried.
当代的基督徒往往重视圣诞节。
As modern Christians, we tend to focus a little bit more on Christmas.
但是按着圣经的眼光，这个星期太重要了。
But in the eyes of the Bible, the truly important week is this week.
受难的耶稣大于降生的耶稣，因为这是一个峰。
The Jesus who suffered is greater than Jesus who was born, because this is the climax of his life.
耶稣基督，我们待会儿来纪念他为我们预备的圣餐的时候，这是他对我们死前的提醒。我们如何纪念他的？
And so as when we gather to, we're in the moment we're going to receive the bread and the cup in the way that Jesus told us to before he left this world.
他说你们要如此行为的是纪念我，拨这饼，拨这，喝这个杯，直到他再来的日子。
He said, you are to eat of this bread and drink of this cup until I come again.
我为我们今天能够来到我们中间的弟兄姐妹和朋友们感恩。
And so I'm very thankful that all of you are able to come here
today. 这个星期很重要。
This is the most important week in all Christendom.
记得在六十年代末的时候，美国经过十年的挣扎，终于在1969年把人送入了月球，登陆成功了。
In 1969, the United States, after 10 years of continuous projects, was able to set foot on the moon.
还记得 Armstrong 说的，我这一小步，人类一大步。著名的话吗？
And so they declared from the surface of the moon, this one small step for man represents a giant.
所以尼克松就很自豪地宣布。
And so the president at the time was.
他说这是创世以来最重要的事。
This is the most important event since the creation of the world.
但感恩的是他有一个朋友叫 Billy Graham, 葛培利，给他打个电话。
And so he had a friend, a humble preacher by the name of Billy Graham. You might have heard of him.
他说，哎，总统先生。我听了你的讲演，我为美国自豪。
And so he gave him a call and he said, "Mr. President, I heard your speech and I am very proud of our country."
但是您肯定是言过其实了。
But I think perhaps you went a little you you know you you were a little bit exaggerating in your words.
他说你怎么把耶稣基督的死和复活呢？在整个人类历史里面。
That you know, compared to the landing on the moon, isn't the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ?
那个可是一个新的创造的开始。
For that was the beginning of a new creation.
事实历史也在证明，葛培里比尼克松更有远见。
And history has proved Billy Graham right.
多少人提到登月的事情？
You know, how big of an event is the landing of the moon?
但是近两千年来，跟随耶稣基督的人不断地纪念耶稣基督的死。
In comparison, the last 2,000 years, how many more people have commemorated the death and resurrection of Jesus?
不光是今天晚上纪念，昨天纪念。
Not just yesterday.
不光是每周聚餐的时候纪念。
Not only in every week, in every.
每日每个时刻与他同行的时候，这个十字架永远是我们的荣耀。永远是我们的盼望。
In every moment of every day, may the cross be our glory ever.
愿上帝祝福我们，我们一同祷告。
And may God bless us and let us pray.
主，我们爱你，是你先爱了我们。
Lord, we love you for you first loved us.
在你的儿子被弃绝、被羞辱、被钉十字架的时候
，That when your son was rejected and suffered and humiliated.
你的儿子很清楚地说成了
that he said, it is finished.
主，我们今天是你成就的一部分。
And today we are that handiwork that you have completed.
主，你施怜悯在我们的教会中间，在所有耶稣基督的肢体中间。
You have called your people here in this church and in the churches all over the world.
让耶稣基督的死都是我们跟随他的印记、力量和荣耀。
You have sealed us with the seal of your death, and that is the power by which we live as well.
奉那位为我们死的主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray on behalf of the Jesus who died for us.
Amen.
Amen.